It's Friday, April 30th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Armed Nigerian Muslim radicals raided Husky Baptist Church's Sunday service, killing one person, injuring another, and abducting four women as violence accelerates in the Kaduna State, reports the Christian Post. Kataza Gandwe of the human rights group Christian Solidarity Worldwide said the Muslim militant groups threaten everyone, but Christians face, quote, particularly bad treatment, end quote. Nigeria, Africa's most populous country, ranks number 9 on Open Doors World Watch list for Christian persecution worldwide due to an extreme level of Islamic oppression. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. In a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night, President Joe Biden had a message for Americans who pretend to be the opposite gender, reports CNSNews.com.
I also hope Congress will get to my desk the Equality Act to protect LGBTQ Americans. For all transgender Americans watching at home, especially young people, you're so brave. I want you to know your president has your back.
Family Research Council notes that the Equality Act, which should be called the Inequality Act, would gut religious liberty, legislate abortion on demand, and add subjective sexual preference and gender identity categories to the civil rights statutes based on innate, inborn, involuntary, and immutable characteristics. To oppose the so-called Equality Act, call your senators at 202-224-3121. President Biden rightly addressed his concerns with terrorism.
We have to remain vigilant against the threats to the United States wherever they come from. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are in Yemen, Syria, Somalia, other places in Africa, in the Middle East, and beyond.
But then, Biden made a dramatic and seemingly unsupported claim.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either.
Somehow, the handful of fringe skinheads of America don't seem as threatening as the Islamic terrorist groups which perceive America to be the great Satan. Nor did he mention violence from leftist groups such as Antifa. And President Biden urged passage of the Democrat police reform bill by the first anniversary of George Floyd's death next month.
And with the plans outlined tonight, we have a real chance to root out systemic racism that plagues America.
For a complete analysis of Biden's joint session of Congress, check out the Daily Signal's comprehensive overview, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. By the way, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas was caught on camera fast asleep, smack dab in the middle of Biden's speech. He didn't back away from it, though. Cruz said, quote, for the millions of Americans who found something better to do tonight than listen to Joe Biden outline his socialist vision for our country, I can summarize his speech in 3 words for you. Boring, but radical, end quote. Appearing on Fox Business Channel's Mornings with Maria Bartiromo, former President Donald Trump was asked if he would consider Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis as a possible running mate in 2024.
Mr. President, would you consider a running mate in Ron DeSantis? A lot of conversation about your relationship with Ron DeSantis. You're seeing him more in Florida.
I endorsed Ron, and after I endorsed him, he took off like a rocket ship. He's done a great job as governor. A lot of people like that ticket.
Bartiromo asked what issues would be critical. In addition to finishing the wall on America's southern border, President Trump said this.
The Second Amendment we have to protect. You look at the taxes that are rising. You're going from the biggest decrease to the biggest increase in history. It's going to be a shock to all people. So they're giving the biggest tax increase in history. It's going to destroy the economy.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for a solid, God-honoring curriculum that truly saturates the academic material with Scripture? Generations, the Colorado-based ministry which founded The Worldview in 5 minutes, is offering a 25% sale this week only on all Christian Worldview curriculum at generations.org/sale. Plus, take an additional $10 off the core grade packs. That's a discount of up to 53%. And if you purchase over $300 worth of materials, you can also take an additional 10% off this week. And finally, Texas parents may have a false sense of security about what their public school children will be taught in sex education because the State Board of Education rejected pleas for inclusion of homosexual transgender topics in health curriculum standards. While Texas teachers are required to teach the standards, they may add to them. For example, the Austin District's curriculum includes teaching sixth graders about sodomy, and the district celebrates Homosexual Transgender Pride Week. Teachers or counselors may also tell children they can choose their gender. Sadly, the state board does not have the authority to prohibit transgender or homosexual indoctrination. Ann Newman, a longtime Lone Star education activist, said, quote, "Many students are being exposed to egregious, age-inappropriate, and radical lessons that sexualize them in Texas and across the nation. If your children attend a government school, I urge you to opt them out of sexual topics," end quote. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.